Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're Davy Crockett when we need them.
Of course, I'm coughing now. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I thought I'd be able to do this without having a cough drop or two, but that's all okay. Right now, there's a great many people that have really enjoyed the pandemic. Now, the vaccine existing, whether you take it or not, is victory over COVID-19, period. But some of the pandemic junkies just can't quit the lockdown lifestyle. Like Exhibit A, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband were recently photographed exchanging a masked-up goodbye kiss outdoors, bathed in UV rays, and despite both of them being fully vaccinated. Now, we're now straying into the area of the ridiculous. Similar examples abound, like Biden masking up for a video conference. And the justifications for this behavior, they were setting an example or other people were around. This only makes matters worse. These displays are nonsensical as a public health measure. And insofar as these excesses encourage the skeptical belief that it is all a farce, instead of encouraging responsible mask wearing, they discourage it. There are a couple of things that have been pointed out about mask wearing, like the flu season was very much shortened due to masking. I thought about that for a minute, and I'm not a scientist. I'm not privy to the numbers and the things that they get, but that sort of makes sense, doesn't it? But this is all beside the point. These displays that we keep seeing, which are far beyond any science-based recommendation, also weaken the essential public health message encouraging people to get vaccinated. Now, stick with me on this, if you will. So, let's look at the vaccine the way we do gun ownership. Okay? Now, we as adults should be allowed to make certain decisions for ourselves. As a regular walking around free adult, free man in the 21st century of the United States today, I have decided to be a gun carrier. Thusly, I carry a gun. And when I do carry it, I'm not, you know, I have my permit. I've met all of their requirements that I have to have in order to carry the gun. And yet, I've taken the steps I need to take. And I don't worry about what anybody else thinks about me. Couldn't care less about what anybody thinks about me as a gun carrier. Because me being a gun carrier has solved an issue for me. Much in the same way getting the vaccine has solved an issue for me. I did not want to be a person that had no options in the event of an attack out on the street. So, I have started carrying a gun. that solves that issue. It is not a guarantee. I knew that when I started carrying the gun. It is far from a guarantee. There are no guarantees, and I also know that. So I'm sitting here quite happy in my absolute beliefs. And I think to myself, I've done what I need to do. So, in much the same vein with the vaccine, I've already had COVID-19. So I have what they describe as natural immunity, which is the best immunity. But by the same token, they don't even, you know, while we've got all these yahoos in charge of everything right now, while we've got all these pointy heads, they keep coming up with all this other stuff. So I decided to take one of their sticking points away from them, and I got the vaccine. And I didn't die from it. I see lots of people talking about how many people died from the vaccine and everything else. Remember this about death. When there is no COVID, 8,000 of us will die daily, prematurely. You can die trying to cross the street. You can die. There's so many different ways we can die. I've learned and I've freed myself up by doing this. I no longer concern myself with premature death. I presume it'll happen so fast I won't know what happened to me. So, I think you understand what I'm saying. Right now here in the United States, if you're an American adult, if you want to be vaccinated, you can be. And the vaccines are actually proving to be exceptionally effective. Coronavirus cases and deaths are dropping, and unlike previous dips, they probably will hopefully stay down this time. And yet some people still seem unwilling to accept that we're winning the fight against the virus. Which brings us to our next comparison between coronavirus and this. With coronavirus, we were told if we masked, separated, and vaccinated, we would beat this back. And yet, we're not doing that. With gun control, we keep getting told, oh, this law gets passed, that law gets passed, we'll be safe, this will make us safer, this will make us safer. And yet, they also say that we're not safe now. It's a gun violence epidemic, even though gun violence is going down, even though violence, period, is going down, unless you live in a blue city enclave. So this continued blue resistance to returning to normalcy is driven by those who have benefited from the abnormality of the last year, whether it's an online retailer to some, or an anti-anxious, antisocial, neurotic, to teachers who like never having to set foot in a classroom. But there's more than material self-interest at work here. For some people, overreaction to the virus has become an identity. At the Atlantic, they describe the mindset and practice of leftists who aren't quite ready to let go of the pandemic restrictions. This subset, diligence against COVID-19, remains an expression of political identity, even if that means overestimating the disease's risks or setting limits far more strict than what public health guidelines permit. And for these people, extremism in defense against COVID-19 is no vice, regardless of what scientific evidence shows to be necessary. They'll double mask outdoors after vaccination under the banner of sticking it to Trump. This is going way beyond the political motives. It is more akin to a spiritual identity. Like the Kamala Harris's mask kiss. This is an aesthetic display of asceticism to prove one's ritual purity, if you will. A public display of piety to the civic cult of taking the COVID-19 idea seriously. The very excess is meant to demonstrate zeal in the pursuit of virtue. Well, okay, whatever floats your boat. Some of us look at that, and we don't look at that and say, well, you're exhibiting great zeal to exhibit virtue. We look at it and we think it's just sort of stupid. Standing out there in the UV rays in the open, kissing while masked, when vaccinated. It's just that's just like some horrible tragedy, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Holster singular, by the way. Right now, something's going on in the halls of the Pentagon, and it bodes ill for America and our military future. Wokeness is crawling out of the shadows to neuter our fighting power. And this is a dangerous move because of the criteria likely to be used to identify extremists. These will not only further divide the military ranks, but it will also diminish our fighting readiness and make us the laughingstock of modern militaries, prominently including existential enemies in Russia and China. Evidently, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's military-wide stand-down wasn't enough for the Biden leftists in the White House and Congress, along with the appointees now walking the Pentagon's E-ring. No, they are trending full rudder left like other federal agencies like the CIA. The aim is to make our bloated federal government more woke, a slang term meaning alert to so-called injustice in society and especially racism, regarding so-called extremists. Well, normally I would say, what a joke. Except this isn't a joke. I wish it was a joke. It is not a joke. Recently, our premier intelligence agency's recruiting arm posted on Twitter a 36-year-old Latina CIA officer who spouted her wokeness with words like intersectional and cisgender. The CIA officer confirmed her wokeness by stating, I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who has been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Then she communicates that she is part of mainstream wokeness. I did not sneak up into the CIA. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks. Translation, the agency embraces wokeness. That should scare you, that the military intelligence agency itself embraces wokeness. And the Pentagon is close behind. The Pentagon's job, the military's job, is to look at the enemy and then figure out what we can do within the enemy to destroy the enemy should the enemy get froggy. They're not supposed to be out there trying to determine how many of them are intersectional, for example. Now, the Pentagon, while they are close behind, one thing they failed to do was to define non-woke extremism. But the leftist media stepped up, volunteering that it means anyone belonging to a racist or violent ideological group, such as the Proud Boys or the QAnon movement. Which I've never... Has anybody out there actually ever met someone that belongs to QAnon? I have never met anyone that belongs to QAnon. I may have led a sheltered life. The Biden administration has plenty of congressional leftists and members of the administration at the ready to define non-woke extremism. Before Mr. Biden's swearing into the presidency, a group backed by the Congressional Democrats recommended that the new administration take action against the non-woke. A 28-page document by Secular Democrats of America called on the president-elect to strip First Amendment rights from non-woke extremists like Christians who endorse traditional biblical positions on life, marriage, and education. The document, Restoring Constitutional Secularism and Patriotic Pluralism in the White House, called for educating the religious right on the need to keep their dogma to themselves. Further, it called for purging social conservatives from government by labeling them white nationalists and conspiracy theorists. Now, the administration has a stable of woke leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris, who showed her woke credentials last fall when she addressed the difference between equality and equity. She explained that equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place. However, equity only happens when the government uses its power to disadvantage one group over another in order to reach a desired predetermined outcome. Now, you can expect the Pentagon's extremist review due out this July to produce some woke-friendly restrictions that align with the CIA's and Harris's ideological leadership. And their message is clear. Fall in line with leftist woke ideology or leave. Now, the primary driver of wokeness in 2021 is critical race theory, a Marxist revolutionary concept that originated in the 1990s. And in CRT, race is substituted for class in Marx's economic dialectic to create a coalition of the dispossessed based solely on race. And unfortunately, that's spreading across the nation and now infects the Pentagon. It is camouflaged by euphemisms like equity and social justice. Trump eliminated it from government training, but Biden reintroduced it. Before Trump ended CRT's woke diversity training, numerous government agencies mandated participation like the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, you know. Now the CRT is back in government. According to the Washington Post, the Pentagon is drilling down on mandated woke behavior for our troops. It is expected to publish regulations that prohibit service members from participating in extremist organizations by fundraising, attending rallies, and distributing literature. Further, it's expected to prohibit even passive membership, which includes possessing a group's literature. Now, what does this all really mean? Will the woke reviewers produce a list of prohibited groups for service members? It really comes down to who identifies the non-woke extremist groups. Some members of the Democratic Party and other Biden appointees will identify any group aligned with Trump as an extremist. But they're also aligned with groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has a list of hate groups, which include many conservative and Christian organizations. By the way, none of this has anything to do with a true military mission, which is the scariest part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ransomware gang accused of hacking the leading U.S. fuel pipeline says it never meant to create chaos. DarkSide said their goal was to make money and it didn't want to create problems for society. The Colonial Pipeline, responsible for 45% of the East Coast fuel supply, shut down all of its operations after the hack. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News more companies need to be investing in cybersecurity.
I've been in the private security field as well, and it's very hard to get investments in cybersecurity or even physical security, which protects the cybersecurity side of things, unless you have a major problem. And CEOs need to get on the ball. Boards need to get on the ball.
Wall Street with the case of the Mondays, the Dow closing down 34 points. This is USA Radio News. There are rockets being fired into Israel from Gaza. Sirens could be heard blaring on crowded Jerusalem streets. Israeli Defense Force officials saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Gaza. President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track.
Because of the American Rescue Plan, forecasters are projecting we'll see the fastest economic growth in nearly 40 years in the months to come.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction, despite after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. Biden trying to quell people's nerves regarding the economy as only 226,000 new jobs were added last month when economic analysts were expecting around 1 million to be added. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com. Source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now for the new White House tenants, because they're still new. Remember, they haven't been there this long. The events of January the 6th ushered in this opportunity to refresh the progressive narrative and raise public hackles against soldiers and cops. Throwing fuel on that Reichstag fire were approximately 50 arrested Capitol protesters with ties to the military and police. Most had been separated from government service for years or decades. Three were active Army reservists. Six were enlisted police officers who are now suspended or fired over their perceived horseplay. Our DOJ has been relentless in its efforts to bring the Capitol invaders to heel. Deeper and darker politically supercharged criminal and counterintelligence investigations have taken a second seat to include those involving surveillance by the Obama inner circle on the Trump campaign, the compromise of careless Senate Democrats by moles from the Chinese Communist Party, eyewitness and digital evidence of Biden family swindles, and the textbook definition of treason from an Obama Secretary of State who allegedly disclosed a close ally's military strategy to a Mideast terror regime. No, none of that stuff matters. We got to be going after these, after the insurrection. Now, for their part, the FBI has been quick to act act upon the tens of thousands of leads from private citizens pouring over Capitol Police body cams and telephone and security videos as prima facie evidence to obtain hundreds of arrests and search warrants and indictments. Special agents from every field division in the country have been tasked to work on the case. Of those arrested, some have been imprisoned without bail. Others are awaiting some sort of a formal charge, and many will receive little more than misdemeanor trespassing complaints. This whole episode has become a new latter day of infamy for Democrats to blaspheme all of conservative faith and a tiresome reason to permanently ban the former president from all social media posts. Then, Inauguration Day was coming. House Speaker Pelosi put up the cement and steel ramparts, and the FBI conducted security checks on the 25,000 National Guard personnel assigned to security posts. A dozen, which is 0.5%, were sent packing, their reputations and careers sullied by politically inappropriate comments and texts or for behaviors that still haven't been explained. None had any confirmed ties to extremist groups. 4 months later, here we are. The Capitol's still a citadel, and January 6th remains the gift that keeps the Democrat media flacks in print and Republicans diving for cover. The 9 active duty soldiers and cops arrested by the FBI have become the cause célèbre for Joe Biden to have misgivings over the remaining, 1.9 million under arms here and abroad. Newly minted Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, a retired Army 4-star, now on leave from the boardroom of defense contractor Raytheon, placed the entire U.S. military on a 60-day staggered stand-down, dropping its guard to hunt a ghostly phalanx of extremists and racists plotting within the whole rank and file that's out there. No such insurgent has raised his head across town at Department of Homeland Security. And even though that's happened, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has followed suit, launching a probe to reveal the internal menace, but offering no details on the purity test that would expose the revolutionists on their payroll right now. Evidence of a systemic insider threat at DHS or the Pentagon is woefully inadequate. But there are hallway anecdotes and loud acclamations by the ruling class that white supremacy is the most severe national security threat confronting the country. We know this to be true because of the teleprompter telling Joe Biden as much during his recent State of the Union address to Congress. Even as Al-Qaeda, giddy over a military withdrawal from Afghanistan, is promising a September 11th do-over here for us in America. Now, for the U.S. military, much of the insider threat has taken place overseas on foreign battlefields and involved the treachery of coalition forces. On the home front, given the millions enlisted and the mixtures of races and ethnicities and cultures, the risk of green-on-green attacks has been not really something to be considered. Past attacks, behavior, and rhetoric often presage the violent action. At Fort Hood, Major Nidal Hassan, radicalized in full view of the FBI and fellow soldiers and threw up more red flags than a Beijing military parade. That embarrassment was promptly veiled as workplace violence during the early years of the Obama presidency. In late 2019, a Pearl Harbor sailor with a vocal hatred for his supervisors and forced to undergo anger management counseling was still in possession of his issued weapons when he shot and killed 2 civilian shipyard workers and wounded a sailor. 2 days later, a Saudi student pilot invited for flight training at the Pensacola Naval Base suddenly revealed his jihadist leanings, killing 3 airmen with a sidearm in an incident that smacked of terrorism. Now, against what apostasy the Beltway generals will now proceed after this declared war on domestic extremism by the commander-in-chief remains a mystery. Supremacism and extremism are Democrat wordsmithing at best, meant to frighten on its face and dropped in the woke vocabulary where you don't have to worry about a explanation or a qualification. Existing political activity regulations for soldiers and cops permits expression of a personal opinion on political candidates and issues short of an outright threat. Participation in political groups is governed by restrictions over activity, not membership. That's probably going to change. The DOD's Diversity and Inclusion Board has already recommended that service members be banned from membership in hate groups following guidance issued by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center, they condemn the VFW and the American Legion for citing extreme hatred. So if the passage prologue, the scrubbing of conservative thought and opinion from social media platforms and the dogged capital investigation conducted in utter disregard of the significant property and lives lost 2 months, during months of unchecked rioting, offer more than a whiff of smoke that the coming inquisition will fall hard upon the political right. This insider threat is now being pushed hard by the military, the DHS appointees, and we'll see. Now, the greatest concern among service members, and this would be my concern too, it is mine now, is just like with assault weapon, they don't make a definition of what is extremism. Pentagon spokesman admitted the numbers of insider extremists was small, something over zero, and suggested that they would keep looking until they found a problem. Which, by the way, is not their mission. Their mission is to get ready to kill the enemy. Always has been. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. One of the founding antithesis to principles of overbearing, autocratic, expansive government revolves around the concept of diversion. While attempting to dissolve a right or codify a behavior, combined with the brute force purity of repetition, this is how gun control is pushed. At least the Biden administration was not cryptic in threatening broad and strict gun control measures, sprinkled with specified obscure limitations, in sowing debilitating ideas threatening to propagate into legal precedent. Within the context of bureaucratic mathematics, multiplying nonsensical visceral rhetoric and frequency, the higher the better or worse if one supports the Second Amendment, equates to an indoctrinated proportion of the population incapable of original thought and existing as merely a parrot of one word or one phrase slogans in wearing down the will of the Republic through thoughtless jabbering, which is, you know, the way they play their game. The Gun Control Manifesto, promoting the illogical slang of common-sense gun control, fits Biden's narrative as deftly as a silver fox wizened skullcap, yet does not detract from the destructive policy contributions of Bloomberg, Giffords, and Shannon Squeaky Watts. If anything, this warped idea that penalizing law-abiding citizens for the sake of criminal justice reform and defunding law enforcement simply adds the variable of confusion to the aforementioned equation. I don't know who it's confusing. It's not confusing me. It's probably confusing them. But, it, you know, because the Democrats want to hinder the legal system and the subsequent chaos and destruction, the optimal environment, then now you have a perfect way to unleash ideological hell.
Biden deserves credit as a master of detonating the thermonuclear dynamic warhead about traditional policy and thriving in the post-apocalyptic wasteland by lending a disingenuous hand once changes have been made and the future has been permanently altered. After nearly a half century in office, becoming quintessentially wealthy off of constituents, the perfected caginess and unrelenting will to author a legacy in stone of the career politician is why the demagogue is a legitimate threat to basic freedoms. His continued audacity to cede the right of self-defense with thundercaps is only exacerbated from the inability of the mainstream press to barter objectivity for ratings and catering to a decrepit, ulterior motive of morphing the U.S. into Northern Europe, which I've been there and you don't want to go. The latest indiscretion of Biden and his minions are the muddling of ghost guns and 3D printed guns. Now, Second Amendment advocates can readily distinguish between the two entirely different concepts, but unfortunately a growing number of Americans believe they are one in the same. And the DOJ announced Friday that it would crack down on the manufacturing and distribution of homemade ghost guns, a completely ridiculous, unsustainable, and unenforceable directive. Lawmakers chose to include 3D printed guns within the proposed legislation, a point that the media outlets are sure to highlight. Now, ghost guns, or homemade guns, is what most people call them, have been around for decades. 3D printing is experimental in many cases, including the digital plans of Defense Distributed being tried and tested as the company's founder released blueprints online for the world's first fully printed 3D pistol in 2013. Cody Wilson's open source CAD drawings of the Liberator immediately caught the attention of the Obama DOJ, which demanded that he remove the documents from the internet, sparking a series of lawsuits facilitated by the Second Amendment Foundation, arguing that the first two amendments were being violated. Now, that was a while back. Fast forward 8 years later, and Cody Wilson ended up prevailing. The DOJ was forced to settle, and the plans once again went live. A costly injunction by 22 state attorney generals was vacated by a Ninth Circuit judge. However, with the Biden administration tarnishing the legacy and tradition of the Oval Office, that kind of subversion is continuously being employed to intermix ghost guns and 3D printed guns into an unrecognizable mess of propaganda as long as federal anti-firearms measures become law. Now, the authors of the proposed legislation to force commercial gun manufacturers into branding frames and receivers with serial numbers have also included similar stipulations on 3D printed guns, even though the marketplace for parts is years from becoming viable technologically and financially. But they don't care about that because they rely on scare tactics to gain support, and one of the viral narratives based on the mistruths currently circulating throughout the various social media platforms is the myth that a curious teenager can download some tech specs, hit Control plus P, and Viola, the 12-year-old, is instantly armed. There's a few other things that go into that. Under these arduous and tedious conditions, we Second Amendment advocates have to play damage control in debunking the falsehoods and explaining to the members in their community that, in fact, no, manufacturing working 3D printed parts takes hundreds of hours of training and is very expensive and highly specific, and it takes specialized equipment. The Biden DOJ added another restriction to its proposal. Gun retailers would be required to conduct background checks on individuals attempting to purchase firearm kits. The onslaught to consumers and the entire firearms industry seems never ending as the hits just keep emanating from the White House. While Biden continues to convolute and pervert fact under the guise of ambiguity and emotion, the engine of bureaucracy drones on. And within the confines of the disturbing reality represented by a rogue self-driving vehicle, the pending collision with legal challenges wasting billions of taxpayer dollars is looked at with the indifference to a child crushing an ant at the family picnic. Unfortunately, to the current administration, the irony is lost within their own hierarchical hive mind of the EU social brainwashing that's taking place. We are, they're trying to burn away little planks on the bridges that we walk across. They're trying to paint us slowly into a corner where there will be no escape, or so they think. And, you know, we're in the fifth month of 2021. We have the 2022 election coming up. We can, of course, slow a few things down with that. That's fine as long as we remember once we slow it down that we need to take control of everything again and this time solidify the right. And we need to do that with extreme enthusiasm. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.